Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Neuhauser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Neuhauser. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar bunts towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine fields the ball and throws to Neuhauser covering. Safe. Chapman moves to third. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser has Handley trapped. He fires to second, with Lake covering, who tags Handley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Coleman, and towards Handley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman bunts towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Fane moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fane fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mullen moves to third. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-0 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Neuhauser takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 0 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mayo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Evers moves to second. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive towards center. Chapman catches it and throws to second to double up Evers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing shortstop. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Evers hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayo bunts towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 3 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neuhauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. George Binks pinch runs for Buddy Rosar. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Chapman moves to third. Binks moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Chapman scores. Binks moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.